This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. We pray that you are having a wonderful, wonderful day. And we want to thank you for joining us here at 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We're going to spend the next half hour with you in Luke chapter 15. It's in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Some of you may say, of course we know where that is. Some of you may be just listening to the radio program, and maybe you've never gone through the Bible before, and so I like to mention from time to time where things are found in case someone doesn't know where the Gospel of Luke is. So Luke is the third gospel in the New Testament, and we are in the 15th chapter talking about the father and his sons. Before we get into that today, I want to say thank you to Dennis and Carla and their team at Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H-R. You know, a lot of times people come up with names that get you at the top of the list alphabetically. Well, Weirich Air may be closer to the bottom, W-X-Y-Z. But I tell you what, they're not at the bottom. They're not at the bottom in taking care of people's air conditioning problems at a great value. Weirich Air is based in Rockledge, Florida. They've been in business for over five decades. Their license number is CAC 182-1309. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. And they provide professional sales, service, and repairs in air conditioning and heating systems. And they also handle electrical installations and repairs as well. Most of their work is in residential environments, but they do some light commercial and emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide their customers with the best service possible at an affordable price. If you're looking for an AC provider, they may be a great resource for you to check out. 321-632-9538. Saw a Facebook post several weeks ago, probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, and someone was saying, hey, this is the quote I'm getting for an air conditioning system for my house. Is this reasonable? And they were putting out there the quotes. And now, I don't know what size house. They could have a 40,000 square foot mansion. I don't know how big their house is. So all of that makes a difference as to the quotes that they were getting. And they didn't have those details in there, but I can tell you that the quotes that they were getting were higher than the prices that I asked Dennis and Carla about. And so they may be a great value for them. Dennis pastors a church in Central Florida, and he brings the values of the Word of God to his business. He treats his customers the way that customers need to be treated, and that is as valued people. He doesn't try and take advantage of people. He gives them a great service at a great value. We want to thank them for believing in the Refresh radio program. 321-632-9538. Luke chapter 15, verse number 11. Then he said, Jesus, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son.'" So on yesterday's program, we concluded by talking about how the younger son valued things more than he valued the relationship with his father, and demanded, he inverted the roles, where the father was no longer telling the son what to do, but the son is now saying, I'm out of here, I'm leaving, and I want you to give me everything that I have coming to me. And it's an unhealthy relational dynamic when we flip roles. When we start dictating to God instead of God leading us and directing us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. When we become the navigator and the captain instead of allowing God to direct us, we're headed for the rocks. It's not a great place to be. Whenever we start dictating instead of submitting, we find that God opposes the proud. He gives grace to the humble. So when the son demanded his share, let me remind you that our spiritual inheritance or our spiritual wages, the things that we have coming due, they're not good. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." It's very important that we need to realize we need what God has to give us much more than what we have that we deserve. So I had a man one time, they did not have much in the way of financial resource. They lived extremely frugally. And he made an investment. He didn't make an investment with a large sum of money, but he made an investment, and he said, "You know, I need that money back." And the person he invested with, I can still tell you how much it was unwilling to give him his investment money back. And about that time, they had needed tires, and some people blessed him with a new set of tires. And he was extremely frustrated over this $50. And so I asked him, I said, "Okay, I'm not justifying that person's behavior. I don't know the terms. I don't know any of that." I said, "But you are extremely agitated for over $50. "Well, yes, that was my $50. And I said, "Okay, you were recently blessed with a new set of tires. And they didn't drive a fancy car. They drove a small car. The tires back then were much cheaper. This goes back several decades." And I said, "How much were those tires?" And he said, I imagine they were a few hundred dollars. And I said, so allow me to shift your perspective just a moment to the fact that even though there's $50 you wish you had back, God has already provided for you multiple times over in a free gift that was given to you. Okay? Can I encourage us that in 2026, the best way to live is not by what we have that is owed to us or is due to us, but that the best way to live is to live under God's faithful provision. So, just a thought. So the son, a few days after he receives his share of the father's possessions, that's really what he got. He got his share of his father's possessions, even though the father could have withheld it. He decides, I'm leaving and I'm going to get a long, long way away from here. It says that he went into a far country. Had conversations with people through the years who were raised in the church, and one of them had said that they had made an intentional decision at one point in time to walk away from God. And they thought, how hard can it be to leave and then come back? And I will tell you that the journey back can often be a lot more challenging than what you think it is. I want to share this with you, that when it comes to relationships with people, even if one person prioritizes the wrong things, if they do life the wrong way, you don't have to follow their course of action. You can choose to still do relationships the way that God tells us to do relationships in the Word. Do life right. Value people over things. Value God more than anything. Honor Him. Make Him your primary pursuit. Do life God's way. I don't just call him the prodigal son, because most of us don't know the actual meaning of the word prodigal. We tend to think of him as being the wayward son, but to be a prodigal meant that he was wasteful. So the word that it says there, where, and in that faraway country, he wasted his possessions with prodigal living, it meant that where it said wasted, that means that he spread it around. He was not intentional in any of his actions. And so he scattered them like you would scatter seed, and he dispersed them, and guess what? They disappeared. He wasted his possessions with the word prodigal means wasteful. He was wasteful in his living. And so the wasteful son intentionally distanced himself from his father and his possessions, and he lived without restraint. I was reading a commentary, and they wrote that he lived without restraint. And there's a verse, one translation puts it this way: where there is no vision, the people perish. Another version says, where people cast off restraint, people perish. People die. Whenever we try to separate ourselves from the godly boundaries that are established for us in God's Word, it's not a lifestyle. It's a death style. And the damage, the trauma, was not just to this younger son. It was to the father. It was to the older son. It was to the servants. There was a gap in responsibilities that now needed to be filled. and there was financial loss, there was possessional loss, there was emotional and there was spiritual damage, all done because this one young man decided to live without restraint. I don't know why I'm getting ready to say this. It's not in my notes. It wasn't in my preparation, but I'm believing that the Lord is in this moment. So I will say this. You and I need to practice not only spiritual restraint, but fiscal restraint. If you have never been taught how to budget your money or to handle your money, you need to seek out help in a godly way. Okay? I made this statement several years ago. There was a guy that was flashing around and just was big time on social media, and he was talking about live your life financially leveraged all the way to the hilt, and I was like, that's not biblical advice. That's not godly advice. You know, that advice is fine as long as the economy is going meteoric, as long as it's going up. But the thing is, what goes up oftentimes comes down. And when it comes crashing down, there's a serious problem. And I found out here recently, because of some things that he was fully leveraged in, he was having to sell some of the things that he was very attached to. If you've never been taught how to budget your money, you need to get into a church where people can teach you biblical financial management. It sounds like something we ought to be teaching people all the time in society. But here's the thing. The current economic world system recognizes the scriptural truth that the borrower is servant to the lender, and they want you in financial bondage. They present it as, look at the freedom that you're going to have to do this, when all the while they're, all of that superficiality is just camouflaging the handcuffs of bondage financially that they want you in. Again, that's not in my notes. So if someone's listening out there and you find yourself in a financial mess, you need to do what I had to do, and that was, you need to get into the Word of God and figure out what God has to say about money, because his financial system is a whole lot better than the world. He gives his children the ability to produce wealth. He takes care of his children even during bad economic times. So let God not only be the Lord of your life, let him be Lord over your wallet as well. Wasted possessions with wasted living. The wasteful son, he also wasted relationship. Can I tell you, he lost precious time with his father that he wished he would have had back. And, you know, there's an old saying that it's amazing how smart my dad got from the time I turned 18 until the time I turned 30. The school of hard knocks is a pretty expensive way to learn how to do life. But don't waste your relationships. Seize the moment. sees today, the busyness of life, it's going to continue to go on. Don't let the crazy pace of life steal from you the blessings of relationship that are irreplaceable. Husbands, make sure you tell your wife you love her. Wives, tell your husband how much you love him. They may have had a really bad day. Just having a hug, having a word of encouragement, it may radically transform a disastrous day into a refreshing night. Don't take your kids for granted. And kids, don't take your parents for granted. Pastors, don't take your church for granted. There are some people that I remember several years ago, one of our leading men, a great man. He was there for church on Easter Sunday, and he never got to come back. His health deteriorated. He wasn't that old. That his health deteriorated so rapidly that he was in church on Easter and he was pretty much in heaven. Well, I'll put it this way. I know this for a fact. He was in heaven by 4th of July. Less than 3 months later. Don't take your church for granted. And church, don't take your pastor for granted. We had an evangelist that was speaking to us back in March, and he was telling me on Friday about this pastor had hosted this great revival that he preached at, and it just built up, and the pastor said, "Man, we're doing this again next year." And that was on Friday, and on Sunday he got word that pastor had passed away on Saturday. And all of a sudden there's a church, a person I went to Bible college with. I think I'd had one conversation with him since then. I knew a person that he had grown up in church with, and he was pastoring a church that was in multiple services throughout the weekend. He preached the Saturday night service and he never made it home that night. When he got done preaching, he went to meet his Savior. The kingdom of God is not so much about religion, but about relationship. Religion is trying to earn your way into eternity. Relationship says, God, my relationship with God has gifted me the privilege of living a kingdom life. I'm not living to earn my salvation. I am living because of my salvation. So make sure that you don't waste relationship and don't waste your resources. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your relationship. Don't waste your resources. And one of the biggest things that is a temptation, it's actually a pandemic, and I use that word intentional. It is a global plague that people are wasting time. We are supposed to make the most of every opportunity. Okay? Work while it is day, for there's coming a time when you will not be able to work. If you find something, now I'm not saying you've got to have the pedal to the metal 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's not biblical living. God's command to do also includes a command to rest. So you've got to honor God's command. But when he wants us to be doing and we're wasting, that's a problem. So several years ago, there was something that was originally created as a tool to help people navigate their computer. It was Spider Solitaire. It was originally designed to teach people how to use their mouse and control the cursor on the screen. It became a problem for me, so I had to eliminate it. I had to delete it from my computer. So you won't find it on my computer. So don't waste time. And the other thing that this wasteful living, this young man wasted the quality of life. He would have been in one of the best settings possible in his community, and he wasted all of that and ended up in some of the worst conditions you could ever find yourself in. I just want to challenge you here today. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your resources. Don't waste your relationships. Don't waste your wisdom. And for all that I can encourage you, don't waste the quality of your life. Somebody told me one time, they said that the lowest quality of life has the biggest price tag. And God's looking to give us a life with him, an abundant life, a life to the full. That's what Jesus came to provide for us. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so that's where about as far as we're going to get to today. But I hope that you will join us back tomorrow here on the Refresh Radio program as we dive back into the Word of God. Because when we start into it tomorrow, we're going to see that the party didn't last. The good times didn't go on forever. There were some challenges that were ahead, and it was going to lead to a radical transformation in this prodigal son's life, this wasteful son's life. We got lessons to learn, and we want to learn them from God's word before we get there. Father, I just pray today. I want to thank you that you have given us today. This is the day you have made. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it. Give us today our daily bread. Lord, may we honor you as holy. May we occupy this day with the authority and the positioning you've given us to bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.